Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Horror, Wine, and Crime. Got KK and Lo here.
Lo. Hey, what's up?
Lo, your background looks so, I know you guys can't see who's listening, but your background, like with your shirt and with the plant behind you, it all looks very like aesthetically pleasing.
And the wallpaper from the 1950s that I haven't taken down yet.
Yeah, but it's like... The whole like thing, like even with the color of your sweatshirt and everything, it's like such like a vibe.
Oh, well, thank you.
No problem. I'm the only one that can enjoy it.
I threw it together so quickly. It was just in the matter of swiveling my chair. Oh my gosh.
So what's new with you? Anything good?
So I do want to... I don't know if they listen or not, but they are. I'm going to give my friend Dennis. Okay. You met Dennis and Shannon.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give him his minute. Okay. Yes. Birthday dinner. You've seen them, right? So you know who they are. And you've met Shannon a couple of times. So my husband made a new wooden swing and it is cute and very like, you know, Gone with the Wind, sitting out there, Alice in Wonderland, reading a book, right?
Have you sat on it and like read yet? I mean, the weather hasn't been amazing.
No, because it's been cold.
Yeah.
But me and Pat did sit out there the other night. The next day after he put it together, I put a coat and hat on and I went out there and we just sat and talked and kind of gave him his, you know, props and validation for doing everything right. And just kind of watching everything. So I took a picture of me and Pat. I took a selfie of us on the swing. And then I took a picture of it like by itself, just to, you know, swing.
Yeah.
And I posted it on Facebook. And then the next day I'm sitting on the couch and, oh, Dennis, he thinks he's funny. He says, what did he? So he said, oh boy. That's how he started the text. No context. And I'm like, huh? He put LOL, so you and Pat are swingers now. Interesting. Laughing face. I put, oh my lord, crying.
So funny.
He put 100% looks like an advertisement. All you need is your upside down pineapple. And he kind of creates this little ad.
That's so funny.
He sends it to me. And I show Pat, and Pat's like cracking up. He's like, oh my god. And then he sends me a sticker that's a pineapple that says plays wells with others. And the pineapple's upside down. So then I send him, I'm like, my friend, you're too funny. He put, I'm dying right now. I'm almost crying. I send him a gif of Lethal Weapon saying, I'm too old for this shit. Then I think it's all said and done. I call Shannon the next day and I'm like, oh my God, your husband. She's like, what? And then we talked about it. She's like, Lori, she's like, if you could have seen him, she's like, I'm trying to do homework, I'm trying to study, and he's in there just laughing, having the time of his life by himself, just cracking up. And he's like, you know Lori? And she's like, yeah, familiar with her, we've been friends for over 20 years. And so he explains the whole scenario and she's just like, oh my god, she's like, you're too much. So then I'm sitting in my Barkin lounger relaxing last night. And I get this picture, which you guys can't see it, but it's a random house and it's a swing that's on the curb, like somebody's throwing it away because they didn't want it. It says lifestyle changes. I put, oh my God, swinging is not for everybody, it seems. I'm just like, it just doesn't stop. And I'm like, I can't with you. He's like, ROFL. I'm like, you're proud. I can tell. He's like, I fell over literally laughing so hard that I turned around and fell because I had to get a picture. It was too perfect. And then he put a laughing face. He puts, when we smile, we live better. And I just put like a little funny face.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my gosh. And I sent to his wife. I'm like, you let your husband out alone. And she's like, oh God, what did he do? So I sent her the conversation. Few minutes later, then I get a phone call and I answer it to him and he's like, isn't it funny? And he's still laughing. He's like, I'm sorry, Lo. He's like, I had to. He's like, this is just, it's so funny, isn't it? He's like, I died. He's like, I literally fell trying to get that picture just all aligned. So that was kind of what I've been dealing with the last couple of days. A lot of fun. I love the man. He cracks me up, but I'm just like, oh dear Lord. Dennis that Ray
is hilarious though. Like, quick thinking on his part. And like, honestly, props, because like, he had to send that picture. If he saw like that swing, like, he had to. He would have been like a missed opportunity if he didn't send it.
Yeah, I went into Meijer today and they had a big old sale. You know, synchronicities with me, right?
Oh yeah.
So I walk in, the first thing I see is a big old crate of pineapples for sale. So I sent a picture to Shannon and I'm just like, well, like, it looks like they have a great sale. And then a little while later, she texts back. She's like, just be who you are. I'm like, oh my God.
That's so funny.
For the record, we are not swingers. No judgment to those who are. That is just not our lifestyle. But yeah, so that was.
I love that he started that whole thing off of just like a porch swing.
Yeah.
He really ran with it.
He did. And he kept it going for days. I'm waiting to see what I do tomorrow.
That's so funny. kudos to him. That was a good one.
Keeps you on your toes. He always keeps you on your toes.
Man. How's reading with Lo going?
Reading with Lo is kind of slow.
Oh, rhymes.
I did finish a book on Audible that's called When Never Comes, and it's by Barbara something. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Right. My brain just went Barbara Streisand.
Because it was someone that I've never listened to before. It was one of those ones that was just like a free download or a free listen to. Oh, so yeah. I was just like, hey, it's free, I'll give it a try. Barbara Davis. And it ended up being a really good book. I'm not going to get into it yet, but because of this book, it might have pushed me to do other things that I've been dragging my feet about, or like kind of like, hee-haw, and like whatever. It might have gave me some motivation of what I needed. When the time comes, maybe I'll share the news, but this book might have, it changed my life. I hope. Man. I hope I can say that.
What a review. What a review. I love it. Especially when they're inspiring too. That's like, no, that's when you know it's a good one.
Right. Right. But it was a cute little, like, the synopsis is like, she's married to a writer. He dies suddenly. There's a half naked younger girl in the car with him when they pull the bodies out. So the book is like, first of all, my husband's having an affair, so WTF. And then it was like, who is this girl? And then as she's trying to figure out, you know, who this girl is, and like more stuff comes out. And so there's like little twists and turns, and it's all like down south in like Virginia. And, you know, then love finds her way. And I don't know, there's a lot of stuff to it, but it was a cute little story. I mean, it was a free book, so it was definitely worth to listen to.
Yeah.
So
nice. It was meant to fall in your lap then.
Yeah. And I'm still working on This Is Our Story, which should be an easy breezy read. So good. I really am into it. Like when I pick it up and read it, I'm sucked right in. But then I just got kind of like distracted with other things that I didn't get, as much reading in as I normally would. So hopefully by next week I'll have it done and I can have another one on our hot list.
Ooh, nice, nice. I like it. I still have read zero books. We've last talked. And I guarantee next time it'll be at zero as well.
I'm going to send her one of Charlotte's books that say, like, you know, like a Dr. Seuss book, just so she can give a review.
I can do those. Those are fun. They have pictures and they rhyme.
She could not, would not in a box. She would not read a book with a fox.
That's more my speed, you know? Oh, I love it. Well, did you have any other fun topics before we jumped in it today?
No, but I am going to request that. I mean, you're going to have to find time to watch another favor together.
And oh, I know. When does it come out?
Soon, if it's not already. They're already doing ads and advertisements, so.
Is it coming to the theaters or is it just on Prime or Amazon or Netflix? It's on one of those that it's
I know.
coming.
We'll figure it out, but whatever it is, we're going to be there.
Yeah, I know. I'm very interested. I have to watch the first one because it's been a minute since I've seen the first one in full. So like for
Yeah.
some reason I can't fully remember how it ended, but also I think I might. I mean, it's been out for years. I'm not spoiling it for anyone. Didn't her husband die? Blake Lively's husband, didn't he die?
Yeah, and then there was something with another guy, and then I think at the end she went to prison, like in a
Did she?
kind of
Okay, that's what I couldn't remember.
because in the next trailer she's like, oh, you're out of prison.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So
Yeah, I'll need to watch the first one beforehand, but I know I'm so excited to watch that
yeah,
one.
I've been watching Supernatural again, so I've been going through those. I just go to bed with a smile on my face every night after 2 hours of Dean. And then, I mean, Sam's not bad either, you know. He
Sam is
grew
Dean.
in his, he grew into his body from Gilmore Girls. That's Sam. Dean is Jensen Ackles. He's the other one.
Yes.
So, dude, they're coming to Comic-Con in Novi to get, like, I saw the ad on Facebook. And from the time that I clicked on the ad, sent it to Charlotte and her, for easy sake, cool stay stepmom, to saying, look who's coming. OMG, don't care what I have to do. I am going.
Yeah.
Charlotte clicked on the link and they already sold out.
Dang, when are they coming?
Like, whenever Comic-Con is.
Okay.
I don't know, but I'm like pissed because I just saw the advertisement and he's already sold out. It's like $300 and he already sold out. That's how hot he
Wow.
is.
That's a, is it both of them going or just the one?
Just him and
Okay.
somebody else.
Man. Sold out right away. Who is he?
You don't know
Freaking.
what he looks like?
No, I know what he looks like. I just mean like for it to sell out so fast is like crazy.
Because he's freaking hot. You guys, I know you've been with us for a couple years and you've heard me say things. And I don't know. There's some part of me that thinks maybe it hurts to even say this. I might bump Ryan Reynolds down to number two.
Wow, that's very big of you. If you guys don't know, that's very big of her because as long as I've known her, he has been like number one.
It's tough. It's really tough. Like,
Wow, man, Ryan Reynolds
yeah,
bumped
we'll
down to
see.
your second place.
We'll see. We'll see.
Man, now I feel so sad that they were sold out so you can't go. Maybe there'll be like people selling tickets on the side, you know what I mean? Like on other websites or something. Like if someone just bought tickets to like sell.
I'm hoping that maybe it'll be one of those things because they sold out so fast. Maybe they'll add like an extra day.
Right. Yeah, 'cause then why not just if he's already there one day, might as well just like make extra sales.
But we'll
Yeah, 'cause
see.
isn't that like a weekend event?
Yeah.
Like isn't it, yeah, so he should go like more than one day, you would think.
Yeah, I think they're sold out, all of them right now.
Damn.
I told Charlotte, maybe we'll just go and I'll just, knowing that I'm in the same room as him from afar.
Yeah.
Like,
You can just walk past and see as much as you can see. He'll just catch the vibe from across the room.
yeah.
And then someone will like give you a ticket and it'll just work out.
Right.
Damn. Let's manifest that for her people. What's his name?
Jensen Ackles.
We're manifesting that Lo will meet Jansen Eccles. Jansen? Jensen?
Jensen.
Jensen. Okay. I have to get it right for the process.
J-E-N-S-E-N.
Okay. It's going to happen.
And if he wasn't married to such a cute little thing, and have kids and a family, because you know I ain't going to be that homewrecker lady, but right. I can just be jealous as hell from her from over here.
That's so funny.
I mean, but if I get written consent from her, I mean.
Oh, that's different then. Then you're in. But then you have to get written. You'll have to have her consent and Pat's consent.
I'll worry about him later. He got candy bar from Jessica Alba, so.
Yeah, that's true. So it's your turn now.
He says it was she was just being nice, so we'll see.
That's awesome.
But yep, that's all I got. So sorry, I thought there was a sneeze coming.
I thought it looked like there was one coming.
It changed its mind.
Those are the worst.
So Crystal's gonna take the lead again this week because I was a shithead of a partner this week and didn't have my ducks in a row because I was doing other things.
Hey, so, no worries. It happens. No big deal at all.
We are going to see what Crystal is giving us for the meat of
yes. the story. This is truly a sandwich of an episode because there are three mini, not mini, like one of them's, there are three little blimps, like three little stories, but like the center of it is the meat. So
like three little mice.
I went with the sandwich theme because you said meat. So then I was like, there's three of them, so it makes sense.
They're like sliders.
Yeah, exactly. So the first one, it's just like a small story that I got from people.com. I saw it and I was like, this is sad. So a bride-to-be was 2 days away from having her wedding, which, by the way, was Disney-themed. And she was shot 2 days from her wedding.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. And then people started exposing her groom's secret life that he had.
Oh.
So it was very scandalous, which I feel so sad.
How much can the bride's wife, I'm sorry, how much can the bride's family keep taking?
Right. Like, that's just terrible. And also, I feel like, I don't know her, obviously, but I feel like if you were having a Disney-themed wedding, you're probably a really sweet person. That's just the vibe that I get.
Probably, but why don't you tell us the tea, because now we're all invested.
Yes. So there's also a 2020 episode that's on Hulu that you can watch like more in depth about the story or whatever. It's called The 2018 Killing of Molly Watson in Monroe County, Missouri. But yeah, it was 2 days before Molly's wedding when her body was spotted by a passing driver on a backcountry road in Monroe County, Missouri. So again, this took place in April of 2018. The person who was driving, who saw her, his name was Glenn McSparren. He said, "My headlights came over on her body in front of the car. When I saw her, I swear my heart stopped. I could tell she wasn't moving." So her body was laying in front of the car, and after kind of like looking at it, you know, they saw that it sustained a close range gunshot wound to the back of her head. And authorities even said that her marriage license was still in the back seat of her car. So like, she's like ready to walk down the altar, really. So when police obviously went to notify her fiance, which his name was James Addy, they went to go tell him, obviously, you know, about the passing of his fiance, soon bride-to-be. But they were welcomed at his door by none other than his wife.
Wait, what?
Yep, yep. Drama.
Okay, so he was married, but he was about to be married.
Yes. Very.
I don't like him already.
No, yeah, exactly. We don't like him. So clearly they were like very surprised because, you know, right, what doesn't make sense. So it was definitely not long before his secret life started to become known.
And a wedding takes like a year, sometimes two, to plan. Like, how does all that planning and all that stuff happen? And his wife now has no clue.
Men are grimy. They are grimy creatures.
Continue on.
Isn't that crazy? So Molly and James had met 7 years earlier. So they were together for a long time. While they were both working as corrections officers at the Moberly Area Correctional Center. Her brother, Tim Watson, said that she was absolutely 100% in love with him. And he eventually proposed to her in 2018. And the two were planning a Disney-themed wedding. She was so excited. And according to ABC News, authorities said that James had previously claimed he had been divorced from his wife, who was actually... he was not divorced from. Her name was Melanie. And he also said that she later died in a car accident. But clearly, Melanie was very much still alive and had no idea about this other relationship that James had with Molly and this, like, marriage that was about to happen until police knocked on her door that day. That's when she found out about all of this. Could you imagine that you find out that your husband said that you were divorced and then he killed you off in his story, and then you find out that he was about to get married in 2 days to someone else?
First off, so many questions. But yes, I feel it's terrible for the surviving wife. However, more terrible for the one that didn't even, you know, make it that far. But I wonder, like, how he spun that, because if I'm dating a guy or engaged, or we'll start off with dating, and he says, oh, yeah, I'm divorced. And then a little while later, she's like, yeah, she died in a car accident. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's red flag-ish. Like, I don't know how he spun the story. Like, we're divorced. And then, like, later in life, oh, my God, she just got in an accident. Like, I don't know. It seems weird.
Yeah, I don't know how he, like, laid it out to her exactly, or, like, if he was smooth with it and made it seem, like, realistic. I don't know, but, like, I feel like if I was her, and I'm not, like, blaming her literally at all, I'm just psychotic. If I knew that he was, like, married before, like, of course I'm looking up his ex-wife. Like, what do you mean? So, like, she would see that she was still very much alive. You would think, at least.
Yeah. Like, when I first met my man, like, because we met online, and that's even more skeptical. I mean, it all turned out okay. But, I mean, I was, like, that day, like, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like, digging through. I went through his past of, like, years before we even knew each other. I wanted to know everything, make sure, like, there was no holes in any of his stories.
Right. So it's just so weird. I mean, not weird. I don't know. I don't know, like, the specific situation or whatever, but it is just odd that, like, she wouldn't have known unless, like, she didn't have social media, or, like, he didn't, or his wife didn't. Like, who knows, I guess, but
they must not have lived together.
Him and his wife?
His fiance.
Oh, yeah, no. Because he had his double life going on.
Because she would have been like, where are you at every night? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So how do you spin that? But then you'd think engaged, you'd still be like staying the night over each other's places. And I don't know. I guess we'll see as you tell the story if that clears it up. But that's a lot of.
Oh, yeah. No, there's still a lot of like questions that I have. Like I said, there's a full 2020 episode that goes way more in depth about things. So there may be more answers to that in there. But super weird. I don't know. Like the whole thing is just weird to me. But yeah, so he was eventually arrested and charged because he was connected to her killing. He was found guilty of first degree murder and armed criminal action in 2021, according to KOMU TV. Clearly, you know, I feel like you can't be married to two people at once, just like not legal. So he, I don't know if like, and it was 2 days before their wedding. So I don't know if it was like last minute, he like decided like, which one am I going to like kill? But he chose the fiance over the wife. But yeah, now his wife, Melanie, she said he was a pretty selfish person. He could be controlling and intimidating. It could be challenging. So she testified during her now ex-husband's trial, per ABC News. And, you know, she even said it just seemed like something he would do to fix a problem. So clearly he was pretty messed up. And she's like admitting it. And clearly they are divorced now, so they just were not at the time.
I want to apologize if that made a noise during your story. I, for some reason, don't know why, but my hands decided to like kung fu my microphone and knock it over.
Oh, that's so funny. I didn't even hear it, but I wish I saw that.
So I want to apologize if that was loud to anybody else.
That's so funny, man. I wish I caught you doing that. Karate chopping it.
When we're done recording, I'll do a reenactment.
Yeah, perfect. But yeah, according to KOMU TV, he was sentenced to life in prison without parole plus 10 years for the murder. So he was separately sentenced to 20 years for the armed criminal action charge. And apparently, like, she had a son, and her obituary just said that she loved her son and spending time with family. And it's just, like, it's so unfair because, really, he could have just said, hey, you know what? Actually, I don't want to get married anymore. Or, like, hey, I'm actually married, so we can't get married. Or you have to wait until I'm, like, divorced or something. But no, he just decided to murder her.
Yeah, he could have said, I thought the divorce was final, but it's not. Yeah, anything, just break it off. But he probably used and abused her for whatever he needed out of her. And then now he's got to deal with the outcome. And unfortunately, it was her demise.
Yeah. Yeah, super sad. So yeah, if you guys are like with someone and you haven't stalked them online yet, and I don't mean stalk in like a scary way. I mean, like, you know, just like check into things just for your own safety, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of the simplified version of that. Like I said, there is a full like 2020 episode. So that goes more in depth of the whole case and like the trial and everything. But yeah, I just saw that and I was like, this is insane. And he was, not was, he is slimy and gross.
Yeah.
So that was the top bread of the sandwich.
Now we're getting into the meat.
Yes, we're now into the meat and the cheese. So this meat story is about Adrian Simpson and Tyler Terry. AKA a modern day Bonnie and Clyde duo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there was a male and female suspect that were having a crazy shootout with police while this like high speed chase was going on. After like investigators were looking into all these clues after a local killing. So clearly there was some suspects going on with the shooting that they were chasing, and it was this couple, Adrian Simpson and Tyler Terry. It all took place in South Carolina. So in May of 2021, law enforcement agencies in Chester, South Carolina, each received separate tips about the welfare of two local residents who recently had not made contact with family members and friends that were kind of concerned because they hadn't heard from them. One was 33-year-old Eugene Simpson. Now, he had been missing for several days from his home in the Chester County town of Great Falls. And shortly after investigators were notified of Simpson's death, 35-year-old Thomas Harden was also found dead from multiple gunshot wounds on the floor of his New York County apartment after police conducted an evening welfare check there. So investigators soon learned, because they were looking into both of these cases, that both of them shared a common thread. A link to Adrian Simpson and Tyler Terry. Now, people called them the modern day Bonnie and Clyde. They were, in a romantic relationship and clearly were involved in some not so nice situations. So Simpson and Terry would eventually confess to their roles not only in the deaths of the two missing locals, but also in multiple murders that just stretched across the United States. So at this point, they're like getting into like serial killer territory, because now it's like multiple people that they've murdered. Now, Eugene Simpson, he was a guy that was remembered for his really positive, upbeat attitude. He had a lot of talents. People referred to him as a jack of all trades. And he was a father. He had two young children that he really loved and was married to his wife, Adrian, for 10 years at the time of his 2021 disappearance. Eventually, they became estranged, but they were never officially divorced. The couple's lives remained, intertwined enough for relatives to wonder if, after both of them went missing, Eugene might have finally, conquered this reoccurring cycle of drug abuse that he had going on and got back together with Adrian for like an unannounced getaway. Because apparently they had that type of relationship where it was like, they're not together, but are they, like, kind of back and forth type thing. Now, Eugene's cousin-in-law, Melissa Simpson, said, "I just thought Eugene was gone missing with Adrian." So she didn't really become that alarmed after Eugene didn't show up for a scheduled outdoor cookout for his kids. She said, "We knew that something had happened and we were just trying to hope for the best. But you just want to know, like, where is he at? What happened?" So while local police began their search for Eugene and Adrian, law enforcement in nearby York County discovered this horrible scene after responding at Thomas Harden's apartment for a requested welfare check. And that's when they found Thomas laying dead on the apartment floor. He had multiple 9mm gunshot wounds to his chest and his neck area. And his residents seemed relatively undisturbed given the violence of his death. Like, there wasn't a lot, you know, broken or shoved around or anything like that. So it was an early sign to investigators that the motive for his murder might have stemmed from something more than just like a simple robbery. I feel like when people are investigating, you know, murders and there's not a lot of like chaos around, it's like kind of gives them a sign that like they probably knew the person or like, you know, they let this person in their house and like it just probably quickly happened or something like that. Now, York City Police Lieutenant Kevin Hoffman said nothing appeared to have been tampered with or taken. And in the case of Thomas, one likely would have known the assailant. This was a personal crime, maybe even a crime of passion. So while at the scene, York County investigators were approached by a neighbor of Hardin's who had found Adrian's credit card on the ground. Stupid move for the criminal. So,
would you say this is a dumbest criminal episode?
Yeah, literally. I feel like most of them are. How they usually unravel. But yeah, a quick data search soon revealed that both Adrian and Eugene had recently been reported missing in neighboring Chester County. So they were kind of like, this is weird. You know, they're at this guy's house and they find him shot dead. And they find this girl's credit card who has also been reported missing. So they know that there's some sort of weird link going on so far. And Chester County Sheriff Max Dorsey said, we knew at that moment that we were looking for connections between those crimes. Things moved quickly once investigators began questioning the acquaintances of Thomas Hardin. He was a trans-identifying man, and he was reported by family and friends to have been in an on-again, off-again relationship with Tyler Terry. And this is according to Lieutenant Hoffman. He added, what really gauged my interest, though, was I was able to find some reports involving Tyler Terry and Adrian Simpson in a couple of domestic violence reports. Once I gained those reports, it was learned that Adrian Simpson was a girlfriend of Tyler Terry's. And it does show a pattern on Tyler's end of domestic violence history. So right then, they had the connection between the two. But with Adrian still missing, investigators started to shift their focus onto Tyler to kind of figure out where he was at. And his record included allegations of assault and domestic violence and kind of made him seem like a potential common suspect in both cases. So to them at this point, they're thinking that Tyler might have also killed Adrian because her credit card was there. She's missing. This other guy he was in a relationship with was found dead. So they were kind of like focusing that on their theory at this point. And interviews with Adrian's family and friends revealed that she and Terry were known to be an item, despite accounts from friends that Terry physically abused her. I mean, they probably were still an item, even if he did physically abuse her, you know? If that was, like, what he did. Now, Terry's ongoing romance with Thomas Hardin was a reported source of jealousy for Adrian. So this clue kind of led investigators to question whether she might have played an unknown role, you know, not only in Hardin's violent murder, but in her husband Eugene's disappearance too. So they were just kind of trying to put together the pieces. So in a matter of days, a call came in to Chester County Sheriff's Office identifying Adrian and Terry both alive and together in a vehicle in the town of Chester. So the car immediately fled when a deputy attempted to approach it. And this is when it launched the prolonged, violent high-speed chase. There were multiple shots fired by the assailant in the vehicle, said Sheriff Dorsey. But Terry ran and actually did return fire a few times as he drove in his vehicle, shooting through his windshield with his rifle. So Terry, who, you know, he was armed still, he managed to run away on foot and escape into a nearby wooded area after the vehicle eventually crashed. But deputies arrested Adrian. They caught her right at the scene. And even as her possible accomplice to murder remained at large in the Chester community. So they had her in custody, and she offered investigators a version of events that kind of put more of the blame on Tyler, who was still missing at this point and considered armed and dangerous. So she told them, she disclosed that Tyler had shot and killed Eugene after meeting Eugene to allegedly discuss custody of her and Eugene's children. And she also admitted to driving Tyler to Thomas Harden's house before he was murdered.
So now, I did some of it, but I didn't do all of it. I did the bare minimum, but he did like most of it.
Right. She's like, I didn't know any of this was going to happen. Like, he just killed like my husband. And then I drove him to some other guy's house. It's like, if you really had no part of this, why would you drive him somewhere else after he shot your like your kid's father?
Yeah. Maybe even put out like a 911 call in between there.
Right. Like, you would think if she actually cared, that's what she would do. But. And Adrian's account of Thomas Harden's murder targeted Terry again as the shooter, with Terry escalating what she described as a botched marijuana exchange, she said was happening. Now, Hoffman said she did put herself on scene, but she did not disclose to me of any prior knowledge to what Tyler was planning to do to Thomas. So, like, in her, like, account of things, she just said, he was just buying weed, and then all of a sudden he shot him. Like, and I was just standing there. I don't know. Even though police at this point knew that Tyler Terry was in like an on again, off again relationship with Thomas Harden, and Adrian was like jealous of this. So it's like, that's kind of weird if that's what you're saying is what happened.
I don't know. I was just standing there. I don't know.
Yeah. And even crazier things came out as investigators continued to question Adrian. You know, Chester County prosecutor Randy Newman said, once we talk about everything that's happened in Chester and York, she talks about some other shooting, which was a surprise to our investigators at the time. So apparently after the couple fled the scene of the South Carolina killings, according to Adrian, they fled by car to St. Louis, Missouri, where they targeted a lone man, possibly for money, outside of an upscale hotel. She said Tyler has the 9mm and he shoots the person standing there, who ends up being killed at that moment. They searched through his belongings and really didn't find anything else of value at that time. So they just killed this random man for no reason then. And then further talks with Adrian led to even more shocking confessions. Like, she was just telling them everything. After she and Terry left the scene of the St. Louis motel or hotel murder, they then assaulted a motorist who was just going about his business, killing a female passenger in the attack. There's a BMW that's traveling down the road in the same direction. She described this as an opportunity because this is a fancy vehicle. So these folks most likely had money. The more Adrian talked, the more investigators just marveled at how far their trail of murder might reach, because every time she opened her mouth, there was like a new murder that she was talking about. And you know, Detective Blackman says, that's the first thought I had, that we're kind of dealing with a potential modern day Bonnie and Clyde. So they believed that Adrian had played a bigger role in the killings than she was willing to disclose, which, like, obviously, I feel like we're kind of all thinking that at this point. And the discovery of Eugene Simpson's body just further, you know, confirmed those suspicions that they had. I guess there were some bullet fragments that were found in relation to the body, and they learned that there were multiple weapons involved, which included both a 9mm, which we know Tyler Terry had, but also like a .38 caliber handgun as well. So by May 24th, 7 days after the couple's high-speed chase took place when Tyler ran off into the woods, a multi-agency manhunt effort led to the peaceful arrest of Tyler Terry. So he ended up having to go to the hospital for dehydration treatment, but he largely corroborated Adrian's version of the couple's, like, escapades, like all these murders that they committed, while adding one additional twist to her story. According to Terry, Adrian was an equal and able trigger accomplice and not just, you know, his passenger who did nothing and just watched everything. So in his version of events, everything's like the same, except that she's also a murderer too, not just like a person watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
y'all going down together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So hope it was worth it.
He tells us that ultimately, yeah, he shot Eugene Simpson, but Adrian also shot Eugene, which makes sense because Eugene was shot by two different guns. And Lieutenant Kristen Grant of South Carolina Law Enforcement Division noted that Terry's apparent compulsion to feed off of Adrian's chaotic energy, she says, he actually smiles and he said, "What would Harley Quinn be without the Joker?" And like he said that basically, like, Adrian is the reason that he does what he does, which is so twisted that he was like smiling and saying it as if it was like he was proud of like what they were like as a couple.
Well, sir, if Joker wasn't around, Harley Quinn might not have been drove to be bat crazy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I think he kind of made Harley Quinn crazy.
Yeah, he was the beginning of it for her. And Terry eventually told investigators of the pair's involvement in yet another previously unsolved murder. The killing of a motorist in Memphis, Tennessee, which Adrian apparently was the one that shot him. According to Tyler, she's pretending that they have a flat tire, and then this guy pulls up next to him, and Adrian just shoots out the driver's side window, striking him, and he falls flat on his back into the roadway. And like Tennessee law enforcement confirmed like Terry's details relating to the killing, like that's how they found him and everything like that. So I think Adrian's pretty evil because this guy just got out of his car to like help them, and then she just shoots him out of nowhere for like no reason. So in November of 2022, Adrian Simpson and Tyler Terry each pled guilty to multiple murders and other crimes, evading the death penalty while receiving sentences of life in prison without the possibility of parole. So, what a guilty plea offers a family in a situation like this is finality, reflected York County Prosecutor Kevin Brackett. He also says, and also, you spare them the graphic details that come from a trial. Knowing that both of them will die in prison, I think was a comfort to the family. I just feel bad for her kids because, like, their dad was shot, killed, and now their mom's in prison for the rest of her life. So now, like, they have no parents.
Yes, that is probably the worst of all of this, mm-hmm. is when kids are involved. But what I don't understand, too, like, I don't want to say I get why she shot her husband, because there is no I get why. She should have just like divorced him and been done. I want out, whatever, walk away. But like, why kill innocent people? Like, what are you getting out of killing, you know, a man in Tennessee that's trying to help you change your time? Someone who's trying to do a good deed, and then you kill him.
Right. I feel like, I wonder if it's like when people like kill for the first time and then it like triggers something in their brain to like want to keep doing it. If that like happened for her and Tyler too. Because like that's just straight up random. It's not like any of those other people that they murdered had anything to do with them or their lives. Like they didn't have any vendettas against them. So it's like it was at that point almost like they just wanted to kill someone.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the sick part of it. It's like all these people that were just minding their lives, living their lives, just whatever. Like I said, and this guy was trying to help, you know, and you are just that sick that you're just like no conscience, no nothing. Like, and obviously she did not love her kids, or she didn't love them enough to know, like, you just totally destroyed their lives.
Oh yeah.
Starting like, with killing their father.
Such a selfish human being, honestly. Like, you're a bad mom, sorry, but you're a bad
honestly,
mom.
Honestly, I mean, I hope the kids aren't in the system, because I know that's sad. Hopefully there's an aunt or a family member or somebody that can take care of them and give them the love and home that they needed, because clearly she was not fit to be a mom, and they're probably better off without.
Yeah. Hopefully they're just in like an overall better environment. Cause like you said, clearly if this is the type of person she was, even if she didn't end up murdering anyone in the beginning, like she obviously was not a good person. So like you said, hopefully they're just in an overall better environment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, the two murders, not that they make sense because, like, nobody should be murdered. But, like, you know, they had relation to them. It was, like, their partners and whatever. But, like, all the other people were just straight up random. So,
right.
Clearly they were, like, demented. Now, it was funny.
There's a ding, ding, ding.
I was just going to say it was funny because during it, you said, is this the dumbest criminal story? And I'm like, that's so funny, because the bottom part, the most boring part of the sandwich, let's be real, the bottom part of the bread is the dumbest criminal story. It's super quick. I just threw it in here because we haven't done one in a while, and I just thought it would be fun to chat about one.
And I didn't even know that was on there, because honestly I didn't know what you were doing, so I was just scrolling and following along as you were reading, so I just seen that word. So
yeah, so it definitely was a ding, ding, ding moment, because you said that and I was like, oh, that's funny, because not yet, but there's going to be one. So yeah, we're ending on like a funny note. So two Welsh tourists landed themselves in court in the year 2012 after they got drunk and they stole a penguin named Dirk from SeaWorld in Australia. Which, like, I get it. Like, you're at SeaWorld. Like, you're like, oh, they're so cute, I want to take the penguins home with me, you know? But you don't actually do it. But these guys actually did.
Oh, my gosh. I hope the penguin's okay.
So, Reese Owen Jones, who was 21, and Carrie Mules, who was 20, both from South Wales, broke into the park at Queensland's Gold Coast. They swam. So, they're drunk, and they broke in. They started swimming with the dolphins. They let off a fire extinguisher in the shark enclosure. And then their final thing was stealing poor little Dirk, the penguin, and leaving. So they made quite a stop. They had quite a night while they were there. Oh, which is stupid, because, like, you could have died. Like, you're just dumb.
Yeah, very much so.
But when they woke up, obviously hungover, and there's this penguin in their apartment, they tried their best, being as incompetent and hungover as they were, to care for him by feeding him and like putting him in the shower and just like trying to take care of this penguin. Later, they clearly were like, we can't keep a penguin. Like, this isn't going to work. Like, what were we thinking, right? So they decided, which makes me so mad because it's just terrible. They released him into a canal, which is like, he's a penguin in Australia. He's supposed to be at SeaWorld. He's not meant to be in a canal. These stupid people, it makes me so mad. But thankfully, they were spotted by locals who saw them doing this, and they called the police. They're like, that's a penguin. And so the magistrate fined them $1,000 Australian each and told them to drink a little less vodka. Luckily, Dirk was rescued because of the people that saw them, and he was returned to SeaWorld unharmed. But yeah, they ended up being fined over the penguin theft. I just thought that was funny, and hopefully Dirk was not hurt at all, and he just had like a very exciting day outside of the zoo.
They're lucky that they don't live in the U.S. because I feel like we would not have been that nice about it.
No. Just I'm like, just a fine?
Of like $600. Like,
yeah, and dude. They swam with the dolphins. They let off like a fire extinguisher in the shark tank, which I don't even know what that does really to the sharks. But it's like all that and you just get a fine. And it's not even like they were like trying to be good about it and bring him back and be like, I'm so sorry that we did this. Like they were trying to be sneaky about it. And the penguin probably would have died being in a canal. Like,
yeah, because it has no survivor skills in the wild.
Yeah. And like, it's not even the environment that it needs to be in. So yeah, I'm mad that all they got was a fine. And you're right. I feel like if they were here in the States, it would have been different.
It would have been a lot. DNR would have been all over.
Yeah.
They would have probably had some jail time. Definitely higher fines for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just like, people are so stupid. So stupid.
Like, I get it. It's a funny story. But you're poor Dirk. Although he was probably like, this is a fun adventure. But
that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, in my mind, I'm trying to make it positive and be like, maybe he just like had a fun day out, you know, outside of the SeaWorld, and hopefully they didn't hurt him at all. Oh, but that's insane.
Stupid people.
I know. I was trying to think when I was writing this, because we haven't done the dumbest criminal in a while, and I was like, we called them something. But now it just came to me. It was like less classlessier criminals, and I totally forgot.
It's okay. It's okay. We start segments and then we stop doing them randomly and change it up. And you never know what you're going to get when we log on. Sometimes we go back to them. Sometimes we're like, you know, okay.
We switch it up. We switch it up. But yeah, that was my sandwich of the day.
Okay. Well, I liked your sandwich.
Thanks.
For sure. Absolutely.
But yeah, ending it on a funny note, a lighter note there. Only funny because Dirk was brought back safely.
Right.
Would have been a different story if something happened to Dirk. You would have caught me flying to Australia. Throw some hands.
Oh, man. Kind of jealous, though, a little bit, because I love penguins.
I know. That's what I mean. Like, I look at them and I would want to steal one too, obviously, but
and like did the penguin go willingly where it's like cool and just wobbled along like do and hopped in their truck, or did they like have to put a pillowcase over them and pick them up? Like so many
they like made it super dramatic.
Dropping like fish, you know, where they're like, ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy.
Where he's just following behind. That's funny.
Well, thank you for taking the reins. I'll do better next week.
Oh, no worries. No worries at all.
And yeah, I'm excited to make a simple plan, simple favor.
I know.
Night with you.
Yeah, we'll have to look up the date if it's out or if it's coming out soon. I think it's, if it's not out, it's coming out soon at least.
I know they were just like doing press in London.
Okay.
Because, you know, anywhere she's at, they're going to make like so much drama.
Yeah, make a big deal out of it. Also, hopefully you guys had a good Easter, because when you listen to this, well, it's coming out technically Easter night, but.
Right. Well, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
So it's on Prime.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It launches May 1st. So next week or 2 weeks.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So cool. We'll make a.
We'll have a premiere night for it.
Wine and simple favor. Another favorite.
I'm excited to see it. I feel like it'll be. I feel like it'll be good. I liked the first one a lot.
I do too.
Yeah. You heard it here first. Coming to you live. No, I'm kidding. But we'll talk about it after we watch it.
Of course. And again, I'm going to update my reading and update some shows to talk about. And I did finish the Piper Raquel documentary. It was basically just saying how this mom's horrible and all these kids that were affected by doing YouTube videos all together. You know, people lost friends and people got pulled. And then this lady, just like all these girls are, you know, saying sexual harassment. And she even kissed a 17-year-old on, like, during the stream. And he was so taken back because he was 17.
Right.
And like all this stuff. And I don't think anything ever really happened to her. She wasn't on the DACO, but they said she's still out there trying to collect kids for YouTube videos. And all these moms are like, all we can do is put the warning out there. Like,
right.
It's crazy.
Messed up.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yep.
Well, if you have any other good DACO suggestions, send them our way. Or Lo, you send them my way. I'm always like 2 years late. I just told Lo I just watched Don't Fuck with Cats on Netflix. So I'm always like I'm always like way behind on the DACOs.
Yeah, I sometimes I'll see like a good one. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna start that. Other times I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna watch it, and then I start them, and then I don't finish them, and then I gotta go back. And yeah, I'm the same. So
yeah. Yeah, it always depends. Sometimes they like suck me in really quick, and then other times it's like you said, it's kind of like if there's like multiple episodes, sometimes I don't even finish it or whatever the case is, or I finish it way later.
Right.
But yes. Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you had good Easters, and we'll be back next week.
Sounds good. On that note, we got to go.
Stay creepy.
Bye.
Bye. We're throwing you guys peace signs.